Example.
Tanvi Ganesh Lankar is an actor from Mumbai in India. When Tanvi was only 12, her uncle told her that people wanted actors for a movie. She went to see them. At first, they did not choose her, but then they heard that she was a great dancer. So they asked her to be a person called Latika in the movie. The movie was called Slumdog Millionaire. People all around the world love the movie. In the USA, it won 8 Oscars. Tanvi was famous at 13.
Extract number 1.
Laura Dekker is a sailor from the Netherlands. She was born on her parents' boat in New Zealand in 1995. She was at sea for the first 4 years of her life. Then, when Laura was 6, her parents gave her a boat. In May 2009, Laura sailed alone from the Netherlands to England. She was only 13 years old. A judge told her father to come to England to take her home. She was the youngest person to sail around the world alone. "I was good friends with my boat in the end," said Laura, "and I learned a lot about myself."
Extract number 2.
One day in 2002, when 14-year-old Fraser Doherty from Edinburgh, Scotland was at home, it rained. And this day, Fraser was bored. So his grandmother taught him to make jam. Her jam was very good, and he learned quickly. Fraser then thought he could make some money with jam. He made a lot of it and took it to people's houses. They bought it. He began to make more and more jam, thousands of jars each month. People bought a lot of jam from him, so he opened a business on the internet. Then he learned that people ate less jam than before because there was too much sugar in it. So he made a better jam. He used fruit juice, not sugar, to make it sweet. He called it Super Jam. Big British supermarkets asked for his new jam. He began to make it in a factory. Soon, people bought hundreds of thousands of jars every year. Before he was 20, Fraser had millions of dollars.
Extract number 3.
When Michael Johnson was a child, he rode bikes in races in the USA and Canada. He was very good, and he often won. Then, at the age of 12, he was in a very bad bike accident. But Michael did not want to stay home and do nothing. He loved playing sports, so later on, he began to drive cars in competitions. "Never tell him that he can't do something," says Michael's mother, Kathy. "He'll show you that you're wrong." At 19, Michael is a professional race driver. Michael wants to win the biggest car race in the USA, the Indianapolis 500. Michael says that he forgets his problems in his car. "When I'm winning races, I'm the happiest I can be."
Extract number 4.
Before 1972, not many people watched gymnastics, but a young girl from Belarus in the Soviet Union changed that. Olga Korbut started learning gymnastics when she was only 8. It was very difficult. She had to work hard for very long hours, but she was a fantastic student. In 1972, Olga went to the Olympic Games in Munich, Germany. She was 17. People all over the world watched when she danced on the beam. And she didn't fall. She stayed on the beam. Everybody loved Olga. No other gymnast could do what she did. In 1972, many little girls saw her and wanted to be gymnasts too. At the age of 17, Olga Korbut was the world's most famous gymnast. She taught people to look at the sport differently.
Extract number 5.
William Kamkwamba is from Malawi, a country in Africa. He had to leave school at 14. His family did not have money to pay for his lessons, so he began to learn without a teacher, from books. One book was about windmills. In 2002, there was very little rain in Malawi, so there wasn't much food. Many people were hungry. William wanted to help. So the 14-year-old boy made a windmill to give his village electricity. At first, people thought he was crazy, but his windmill worked. In 2006, a newspaper wrote about William's work. People read about him and sent him money to work and study. He went back to school in South Africa and the USA.